非常感谢让我对这个工作组发言。这个会议呢是极其重要的，我也很高兴看到在专家当中有明体先生，我们曾经一起共事打击种族隔离，还有McDougall 和 Roger 等。他们都一直是我们真正的合作方，是共同的为这个目标而努力。他们还在和我们共同努力。我代表的是国际青年学生运动，这是一个有咨询地位的组织。我也代表反种族主义网络，这是一个主要的、重要的非政府组织，特别是在 DDPA 建立之后，这个结果呢是影响的是非常重要的。我像专家一样要指出，这个筹备工作当中，大家凝成了一股绳。才带来了这个非常重要的、具有历史意义的突破性的DDPA 文书，这是由联大通过的，由所有的在2002年3月表决的国家通过的。
Official support of it, and then when the program of activities of the international decade was adopted, it was made even stronger and clearer, namely that the implementation of the decade is, as stated, an integral part of the full and effective implementation of the DDPA. So that is very clear. The decade cannot be isolated out from the full and effective implementation of the DDPA. We need to ask ourselves in a situation where the DDPA is the most unknown UN adopted program from a world conference and the one which has been so defamed and distorted. We must ask ourselves how many lives could have been saved if the Durban Declaration and Program of Action had really been made known and been used by political life and in the societies. There is the progress in Latin America, for example, but in other parts of the world, there have that situation of the DDPA not being properly known. So therefore, my conclusion is that we now must make a new major effort for the DDPA to be known, to be accepted, and to be used as the instrument it was planned and adopted to be used. I was the co-chair of the Durban Review Conference NGO Forum, and then of the activities we had for the 10th anniversary of the DDPA. These were difficult times indeed, but we now must come back and make new efforts. And I think we must bring together everyone to bring out the truth and the facts